Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's just me, a lurky, riddled bush. So my return from holiday is well-timed, shall we put it like that? And what a return after last night. We're looking for reasons to be cheerful and lift the spirits next.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Now, I know there's certain parts of the country that will be taking delight in what happened last night, and that's fair enough. But for many, football and Euro disappointment last night. Then you got the news that it's going to rain for 40 days, if you believe everything that goes with St. Swithin's Day and all that kind of stuff. And the fact that it's actually just Monday. There's not a lot going for it, is there? So let's pick up the spirits and hear your reasons to be cheerful this afternoon. Pop me a text 81215, or you can find us on the socials at Absolute Radio. How about this for starters? Schools breaking up next week right across the UK. So that means 6 weeks of quieter and quicker rush hours. That's got to be good news, yeah? Daff says, treated myself to a Five Guys lunch today, ended up with an extra patty. There you are. It's as simple as that. That's definitely a reason to be cheerful. Victoria and Paul in Southend, just been to see our sons Cosmo and Devlin's graduation. We are now super cheerful. Congratulations to both of them. Ryan says, reasons to be cheerful. The snooker season started properly this morning in Shanghai. Wasn't aware of that. Might not bother most, but I'm a religious snooker fan, and of course I wasn't awake at 2:30 a.m. to watch the first session. Whatever pleases you, Ryan, we are glad you are happy. Jack, your reason to be cheerful, please.
Well, just every day, really. You know, even if England lost and that kind of thing, I've always got, you know, my job to look forward to, spending time just getting up to watching films, maybe catch Game of Thrones tonight. That'll be something to look forward to.
So. Oh, that's a good reminder. That's reminded me, House of Dragon tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I've got 2 weeks to catch up on, Jack.
Oh, I won't say anything.
But, no, don't. In fact, Jack, we're going to end this call right now.
No worries. Well, you have a lovely day, man.
Maybe picking up some free live music could be another reason for you. 10 weeks of tickets continues. Dave Berry on The Breakfast Show this week. Your chance to be at Kendall Calling to see Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. The Streets, Paolo Nutini, Keane, The Snuts, Paul Heaton, Declan McKenna and more. On Home Time this week, Bush and I sending you to the Uptown Festival to see Madness and the Zootons and the Lightning Seeds, and us. Yes, we are DJing our DJ set, our 80s versus 90s set at the Uptown Festival. You can see that as well. 10 weeks of tickets is on the way after 5.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Rick says, my reason to be cheerful, we are showing my wife's Suzuki Swift alongside the rest of her car club at the Simply Japanese Car Show at the Bewley National Motoring Museum this Sunday. Been looking forward to it for months. Good luck with that. Nikki and Dax, reasons to be cheerful, just being back in England today after being surrounded by Spanish in our hotel on holiday, watching the match last night in Spain. It's a relief to be back. I was lucky enough to be in Mallorca last week, and I was very thankful to be escaping that ahead of last night's game, particularly with how it turned out. Brownie, hanging on. Your reasons to be cheerful, please.
Well, the first one is I had Spain in the sweep at work yesterday. So
what have you picked up in that, then?
It's all about the money, not about the your loyalty to him, not at all. All about the cash. Show me the money.
How much did you pick up?
72 quid.
72 quid, we'll take that. Reasons to be cheerful anymore?
Oh, yes. It's 6 weeks summer holidays starting on Friday. I'm a teacher, so a nice long holiday. And also, my tomatoes are coming on very well. Thank you very much.
Oh, love it. It's the simple things. Congratulations on all three.
Thank you very much.
Take care, fella.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
But yes, I'm back from Mallorca. You know, you normally go away on holiday to relax. What can be more relaxing than 5 minutes into your flight out there being struck by lightning as you take off from Stansted? And let me tell you right now, even if the captain makes an announcement about it over Jess Glynn's Hold Your Hand, it doesn't make it that reassuring. I've heard enough of Jess Glynn for a long time after the last week, trust me. But a lightning strike was not the most dramatic thing that happened. Whilst out there, night one, six-year-old boy sees a little red Stitch from the Disney movies, Lilo and Stitch. She's a red Stitch. I think Leroy is the character's name, and decides he wants it. Now, I'm saying, yeah, okay, you can have that, because I knew it was knockoff. It wasn't from a genuine Disney shop. So he's got his red Stitch, and it went everywhere for the rest of the week, until he lost it in an amusement arcade on the Thursday. Didn't realise he'd lost it in there, but I'd realised, my wife realises, and you're like, oh no, this is really, really bad, because the moment he realises, the holiday's ruined. There's going to be tears. So then I had to do what you have to do, and that's go back in the dodgy knockoff shop and buy another 15 euro Leroy Red Stitch and give it back to him. And he actually goes, quote unquote, oh, Stitch, where have you been? You lost it, mate. You didn't realise. I've not owned up. And I think that's the right thing to do, isn't it? Have you ever had to do that as a parent or as a grandparent? Or maybe you've been, I don't know, looking after a budgie while someone's been away on holiday and something happened? Basically, a secret replacement. Replacement school guinea pig when there was an accident with the cat, shall we say. The horror of that, of looking after a class, that's horrendous. Yours, please, 8, 12, 15 for the secret replacements. We're at Absolute Radio on the socials. Travis, not replacing Danielle Perry, but they're with her tonight on Absolute Radio to go through the decades. That'll be from 7 o'clock, picking their favourite songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and all the way through to today, and explaining why they mean so much to them and how the artist made an impact on their own careers, including an incredible story about David Bowie from Dougie. You can listen to Travis go through the decades with Danielle tonight from 7 after home time on Absolute Radio, on your smart speaker and in the free Rayo app. Bush hopefully back tomorrow, fingers crossed, after catching the lurgy. That would make me cheerful. Been searching for your reasons to be cheerful today after the football last night and the weather and the fact it's Monday. Share yours, it'll pick us all up. Ellen and Nick on our way to Bridlington from Southampton to see Garbage tonight. And they're nearly there. All reports that I hear, Garbage very, very good live at the moment. Enjoy, you guys. Caroline says, my work colleague is back from her holidays today. I've missed her chattering. And yes, I constantly talk to her. So productivity has really tanked in Caroline's workplace today. And then one final one here. Reasons to be happy. Sitting in a field at Totterdown Hill campsite awaiting the International Air Tattoo this weekend. Give Field 4 at Totters a shout out. How busy is this campsite if you've got to be there 4 days before this air festival? Enjoy. Thanks for the confessions that you've been making this evening about these secret replacements that you have had to buy for a loved one in your life. Generally, a young child. That's what I had to do on holiday last week. Two toys from the same knockoff shop because one got lost halfway through the holiday. A replacement, says Jerry. My son got a goldfish February half term last year. Named them Tom and Jerry. Well, sadly, Jerry died. So my dad ran out to the fishery and replaced it. Now my son Alfie thinks it's the same fish. Jerry is 10 times bigger and looks nothing like him. Another one here, my daughter's had a Hamley's cuddly elephant. She got when she was born. She had it wherever she went and still does. She's 10, by the way. She lost it one day at a park, bought another one from Hamley's. That wouldn't have been cheap. Delivered it only to find that said lost elephant at the park a week later has now been found. Two soft, cuddly elephants.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.